Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go, I want to say a little poetry. I am who I am. You are who you are. We are supposed to be equal in every way, shape, and form to meet our destiny. We can't put each other down or act silly like a clown sometimes because we gotta be serious. And what I say is the truth. It's the truth will set me free. Inside and out, we will all be fine. Now listen to the songs called Forever on Through Time. Using the N-word would be degrading to me because of relatives that I have that are African-American, as well as to myself because I have origins that are African-American. When I hear a white or Caucasian person use the N-word is very degrading. It's racist, you know, because the word, the N-word, is very, very, it's been used for a long time. It's been used as a symbol of slavery, as well as with racism, just as much as the Confederate flag. But at the same note, when I hear someone, I see Black Americans use the N-word, black man or black woman, or if some people say African Americans use the N-word, is hypocritical, and it's just as bad, because it's like putting their own selves down, because that word was used in slavery a long time ago, you know, the 19th, the 18th century. Slave owners used that word while they were having blacks in chains. Slave owners was using that word when they whipped African black people, you know, the plantations in the South, as well as coming, kidnapping them and forcing them into slavery from the African nations in the 18th century. And that word was also used as recent as in the 20th and 19th century, where many innocent black Americans, as well as others, the word was used to you know, as they were killed senselessly, and, you know, race or due to racism, as they were hung from trees, because atrocities does include, you know, blacks and others being hung from trees, choked to death because of racism and bigotry. Lynchings, as they were called, killed a lot of innocent people, as well as seeing black Americans, you know, being burnt to death, set on fire, as well as from trees during lynchings. And before they died, they said, you know, they used the N-word to describe these individuals. All that was atrocities. And African American, you know, I know that when I see black Americans say the word, you know, particularly rappers and so on, saying the N-word to empower themselves, I don't think it's empowerment. In my opinion, I think it's degrading. I would be degrading myself if I used that word. I'm using a word that was used by somebody else for and used in so many lynchings and so many hate crimes throughout, and so much oppression and slavery, that I refuse to acknowledge myself with that word. I would be destroying myself, spirit and my soul, if I describe myself that way. I refuse to be put in a position where I indirectly am confirming what slave owners and what hate mongers and what racist people and groups would describe me because of my skin color. I refuse to use the N-word. It's a symbol of racism and hate. It's also a symbol of where atrocities were caused. It's just like the Confederate flag. It should be abolished. However, I'm aware of the freedom of expression. I do not believe in censorship, but I do believe that that word has been used in so many forms of degradation and hate and violence, as well as murder, and thousands of, perhaps millions of people have been killed innocently of murder because of that word, that it probably should, I believe it should be abolished. But at the same time, I'm not going to be hypocritical either with any group, white, black, or brown, or whatever, using any type of hateful word. I don't use the F word, I don't use the K word, I don't use et cetera, et cetera. My mouth has to be cleaned. I am a clean individual inside and out. And yes, I'm probably an odd individual, because people like What's wrong with me? I say nothing wrong with me. I mean, a lot of people, you know, enjoy using the word. I don't understand when blacks describe themselves the N word. Hey, N. I think there is lack of education in being an idiot. Just like when I think of gay people, use hey F. And when I say the N F, it's the initial for the racist word or the derogatory word that is construed with discrimination. That includes any type of group. When I look at individuals and I criticize individuals, I criticize them based on the content of character. I don't look at them based on who they are and where they come from, because that is not where the truth is. The truth lies on the inside. So the N-word, to me, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in my vocabulary. And in fact, I have to hang around people who don't use it. Of course, I will tell, you know, even if members of my family, when I see this word, I'm like, okay, they use it, but you know that is a, you know how I feel when I hear that, but the point is, there's no excuses to use the word. It's no excuse. I have been a victim of hate crime. I feel I have been a victim of atrocities emotionally in my life. I feel I have been a victim of a loss of things. And for me to use that word will only destroy and remind myself and keep me in that position to where I am feeling like I'm inferior or something wrong with me. Or I am what the haters want me to be. The races, the hate groups, that's what they believe I am, and I cannot accept that. So I refuse to use it. Because every time I look at an individual, or if I criticize an individual, or if I make assessment of an individual, I use all type of words. And believe me, I'm not a saint, but I would never go that far. I had to clean up, I had to keep my mouth cleaned. So my mouth had to be clean and pure, because when I'm dealing with people, I have to base it on the content of their character. What's on the inside is more important to me than what's on the outside, and then that's how I describe them. So that's how I feel, because I saw someone in my, I guess my dad's side of the family, or say it. And people must say it all the time, and I don't understand why they do it. If they know the education or the background, or even I don't need a book to understand what that word stands for. I know the history of long history. But regardless, hate words lessen my integrity as a person, and I believe in less integrity of others when they use it. It's all about the inside, the outside. It's a shell. That's all. Thank you from Dove Knight.